This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
It is Friday as we're recording this. It's another edition of the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown. Thanks for joining us today. Don't forget, you are running out of time, by the way. If you'd like to get your name into the draw to win that Ironman entry, I'm going to be paying for somebody to race an Ironman, once again, to the value of $750. All you need to do is head over to the konaedge.com/win. You can get all the details there, or simply text the word Ironman to 44222. That's how you can get into the draw. We head to Manchester in the United Kingdom today. We're going to be talking some biking, and we touch base with Lewis Eccleston once again to find out some of the things that he's done over time to get better on two wheels and how he's improved his Ironman bike performance. Before we get into that, though, a massive thank you to the sponsor of this edition of the show. It is Health IQ. Life insurance, you know, is one of those sort of things we all have to have. It's a bit of a grudge purchase, to be honest. And the good news is, because of the active lifestyle that you lead, it doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg. Health IQ have lower rates for triathletes, and it's pretty simple, really. You can qualify through their Health IQ and their other lifestyle quizzes, like their Cycling IQ or Running IQ. And the cool bit, too, is you can get additional savings by submitting actual data. Like if you're doing a race, if you've got a race coming up, or if you've just done a race, or you can just hook it up to your Runkeeper or Strava, as well as your other app data as well. So that's pretty cool. You know, like as a good driver, you get rewarded on your motor insurance for driving well. Well, Health IQ have a unique mortality model on their on the health conscious, and have lower rates for health conscious people just like you. So if you want to find out more and to find out if they can get you a lower rate, I'm pretty sure they can. Healthiq.com/Kona is the URL to get to. In doing so, you can save yourself some money and support the Kona Edge at the same time. So you've got absolutely nothing to lose. It's win-win all around. Simply text the word Health IQ, all one word, to 44222 to get the details as well. If you're tied up and can't really head over to that URL right now, just text the word Health IQ, one word, Health IQ, to 44222, and I'll send you those details. Or just click in the show notes or on the podcast player. You can click straight through there now. That URL, healthiq.com/Kona. Let's head back to the UK now to talk some biking. Lewis Eccleston. Lewis, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Brad. Thanks again on the show.
Lewis, as far as your bike goes, how would you rate it in the sort of three disciplines? Where would it be? I think you've sort of alluded to the swim being your weakest, but your bike, is it weaker than your run, or is it stronger than your run?
I would say my biking has caught up with the running, just down to a lot of bike work and a lot of consistent training on the bike has caught it up to the run. It's good. I think they complement each other, though. So being able to run quite well helps with the bike. Obviously, biking helps with the running.
I like that you put it that way, that it's caught up, because I think a lot of athletes who come from one of the three disciplines as a background, when they try to improve the ones they need to work at, they almost let the strong one get a bit weaker. But by the sounds of it, you haven't. You've kept working on your run, but you've, like you say, you've let the bike catch up.
Yeah, I used to be just a runner, so I could run 40, 50, 60 miles a week, varying on the week. And I've had to drop that down to like 20 miles a week running. And I'm running faster times now than ever, than when I was just a runner. So obviously the biking has really complemented the running a lot. And they do, they bounce off each other, help each other a lot, massively.
Absolutely. And I mean, you mentioned in your first chat how you were able to run, and we'll chat about the run in more depth, but that run, and a really good run, is set up on the bike. Is that something you really work on, that you've got numbers, and you know if you hit those numbers and you don't go beyond that, you are setting yourself up for a good day? Is it something that you've worked really consciously on?
Yeah, definitely. If obviously using a power meter, it is a massive part of of basically everybody now. Everybody's using them. And if you can get off the bike after 112 miles, knowing you stick to your numbers and you can get off the bike feeling fresh, you're obviously going to run a lot faster. Some people think, obviously, if you're a good runner, then you're going to run faster than Ironman, but the fitter you can be on the bike, I think the stronger you're going to run, because you're going to get off the bike feeling fresh, feeling fit. Whereas in my first Ironman, I'd only done 5 weeks run training on the lead up to the race. Because I was fit and strong on the bike, I got feeling fresh, so I had fresh legs for and ran on a 3:11 marathon off 5 weeks run training. So yeah, it just goes to show that you need to be fit on the bike.
That's incredible. As far as numbers go, and you saying sticking to your numbers, what at the moment sort of what are your power numbers looking like?
For an Ironman?
Yeah.
I would say off the top pros, I'm probably 30-40 watts off the top pros. But each year I'm training, I'm seeing massive improvements in the cycling, and that is really, it does really motivate you to work hard over the winter, knowing if you can push them watts up and you can drop a little bit of weight, then you're going to go faster the following year. And it's just facts, basically. If you can train harder, you're going to get better. If you can drop a bit of weight, you're going to go faster, and there's nothing to worry about on race day. Then if you can stick to your numbers, you know you're going to go well.
It sounds like you're pretty analytical about it, that it's a case of, I like the fact that you said it's scientific, that if you get the watts up and you lose a bit of weight, you're going to be quicker, and that's the goal. Sort of, obviously, you can't keep losing weight because you'll waste away to nothing, but that's for a lot of triathletes. They'll go and spend a few hundred dollars on a decent set of wheels thinking that's going to make all the difference. But I've said it before, if they lay off the cheeseburgers, they can save themselves some money.
Yeah, that's it. It's simple. There's nothing difficult about the cycling, really. Over in Kona, you know, you see so many people buying this and that at the stalls, what they're all selling. They're all there. They're not there for the sake of it, for the fun. They're all there to make money off you, to get your money. And if you can train harder and you can stay consistent and you're dedicated to it, then that's what's going to make you faster, isn't it? You know, you're not going to just buy all the best gear and you're going to make you faster. You've got to really work hard at it. You know, I can be in the garage twice a week on the bike, and you've been getting off there spewing up. You know, that's what it's about. It's not about buying the best gear. But I think once you start getting to the high level of cycling in Ironman, then obviously you've got to start looking at the kit a bit and keeping up with everybody else. But yeah.
Yeah, agree. It shouldn't be the first thing you look at. As far as workouts go, what do you love doing on the bike?
I love doing sweet spot sessions on the bike, so threshold sessions. I love to do either 3 20-minutes at threshold or 2 30-minutes at threshold. They're good sessions, you know, the hard sessions. You tread them all week, but it's good. It's good to do. It's good when you've done it. Good feeling.
Absolutely. It's all about checking those boxes. Lewis, as always, great to catch up. Thanks for your time today on the Kona Edge. I look forward to talking about your run next time out.
Thanks, Brad. See you soon.
Getting to Kona requires a lot more than passion and hard work. This is where expert coaching plays a large part in filling in the gaps through better programming, education, effective communication, key analysis, and then adapting useful metrics to allow athletes to develop into the best they can be. Performance by 3 have helped countless athletes from all over the world achieve their endurance dreams at the Ironman World Championships by following tried and tested scientific methodology and implementing successful long-term training techniques, achieving a healthy, happy, and competitive athlete. Not ready for Kona just yet, but want to crush your next endurance race? Performance by Three have a strictly limited group that they take on every year towards their key events through their Breakthrough Performance Program, providing the athlete with every facet they need to PR in their goal event. Initial consultations are obligation-free, so why not check them out to see if they're the right fit for you? Simply head over to pb3.com.au to find out more. That's pb3.com.au, or simply visit thekonaedge.com/coaching for more details. And that's it for another week of the Kona Edge. We're back again on Monday. Going to be talking some running. I look forward to that. If you're racing this weekend, best of luck. If you've got a couple of big training blocks, I hope they go well as well. Have a superb one. Spend some time with loved ones and get some big work done. Looking forward to heading out there myself. It should be, looks like it's going to be another spectacular weekend in the mother city on the southern tip of the African continent here in Cape Town. And before I go, just a huge thank you to our sponsor. It was brought to you today by Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people get special life insurance rates. Simply head over to healthiq.com/Kona to learn more, or simply text the word Health IQ. That's all one word, Health IQ, to 44222. I'll send you the details right back. And yeah, I'd love to know your experience. If you've headed over, let me know. If you've managed to save yourself some money on your life insurance, I want to be the first to know. So do be in touch. Pop me an email, brad@thekonaedge.com. I'd love to hear those details. That's brad@thekonaedge.com. Until Monday, have yourself a superb weekend. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.